Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole, and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
That's it, we did it.
We did it.
Thank God it's Friday.
Friday! Yes. Hooray! Friday!
Finally.
Where have I been?
I'm
still out. Out to lunch, I think.
You're just like the Energizer bunny, Robert. You just don't slow down. You don't quit.
Hey, super thanks to Liam Sheff and Joni Cox for filling in for me on Wednesday and Thursday. How awesome. If you missed that, I know people have been writing, where are the archives? Where are the archives? They're on vacation. They'll be there soon.
Yes.
We promise. You're going to have to catch up on them. If you missed any of the shows, listen. See, that's important. Why? Some of you, if you can, you have to listen live. But otherwise, you'll just have to get them in rerun. And, of course, the information is just as good as the day it aired. So no problem. So, again, thank you, Joni Cox. Big hugs. Liam Skeef, big hugs to you, too. Appreciate that very much. I love it that they keep it going in my absence. I am still out of the studio, although we got Dr. Frank King back in studio this hour for the Healing Revolution. But I've been out on the West Coast, far west and the left west, and wondering what the heck is going on. But they seem to get it out here where I am. And I have been on what I call a health sovereignty tour, trying to Nice. Teach people how to care for their health, teach them how to restore their gut what we call integrity, and reference all of the things that are creating the diseases. And let's call it medical or pharmaceutical slavery. How that thing is actually manifesting in our lives, because we don't understand about how all of this how it all went wrong. You want to talk about all of it going wrong for Obama? I've been reading all about the debate from the other night, and they said he lost terribly. But I tell you what, as I said this before, we have an article that John Rappaport put out. It was an answer to Samuel L. Jackson's "Wake the You Know What Up."
Mm-hmm.
John Rappaport, a reporter, answers him, and I still stand by that. That as much as you could say there's a difference in rhetoric or you know, certain perspectives that Romney has from Obama, the reality is, on the fundamental starting point, they're the same. And that is Goldman Sachs versus Goldman Sachs, Monsanto versus Monsanto, GMOs versus GMOs, Big Pharma versus Big Pharma. They are no different. I'm telling you, they're not different. Why does that matter? Well, it matters because on the economy, when you hear that Obama seems to be real different from Romney on the economy, no, they're both Keynesians.
Mm-hmm.
They both do not understand the nature of the money that has been abandoned, the gold and the silver, the Coinage Act of 1792, the Federal Reserve Act, Ben Bernanke. And even though Romney says, oh, I wouldn't reappoint Bernanke, what good is that going to do when the Fed's still in place doing its dirty work?
Well, and listen, I mean, they went on and on about the economy last night. Absolutely typical debate where, you know, it doesn't matter what they're really talking about. It's about who looks better, who makes a mistake, who has the best zinger, you know, the best, you know, sound bite. I mean, that is really what it comes down to. But when you get down to brass tacks, here they are talking about the economy. Not one mention last night about the Fed.
Nothing.
Nobody said anything about the Fed last night.
And it was
not last night, night before last.
Yeah, it was an economy focused discussion, was it not? I mean, they talked about the economic plans that they both have. They talked about the deficit. You think that the Fed would rate? I mean, if Romney really was someone who says, I'm not going to reappoint Bernanke, you think that would have been a point of conversation as to why?
Oh, sure. Sure, but he can't say that. Why not? Because they both fully support the Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. And, you know, they can go on and on with, well, this taxes, and you're going to cut taxes, you're going to raise taxes, my plan, create jobs and trade agreement, blah, 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 blah. You know what? If you boil all the BS down and you look at what these guys have in common, what difference does it make? What difference does it make who wins? You know, at least with Barack Obama, you know, we know. Well, he has a four-year track record. We know how much more he's going to screw us or what he's capable of. We don't know what Mitt Romney is real capable of. But if you look at what they have in common, you know, the fact that they both supported TARP.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mitt Romney supported Barack Obama's stimulus package, the stimulator system into the toilet. They both supported the bailout of the auto industry. Neither one of them wants to balance the budget immediately. I mean, and you can just go down the list. When you really look at what they believe and what they agree on as far as the economy goes, how can you look at either one, you know, and say, I'd rather have that guy than that guy? You know, that's when it comes down to all of the issues that we talk about that make no difference. Gay marriage, flag burning, abortion, you know, all of these things that, you know, are important things stand alone, you know, a la carte. We can talk about these things and have opinions and stuff, but when it really comes down to it, what are we looking at? What are we facing here? The economic cliff that we're looking at here, None of those things matter. And both of these guys are going to continue on doing the same thing that's been going on that has gotten us into this problem. And so, you know, the debate, I wanted to fall asleep. Yeah, I mean, it was just like, whatever.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah. Well, Super Don, this is the perspective that you won't get many places in the media, where they're still fawning over that one needs to replace the other, or you can't allow the other guy to come in because, you know, our guy's in. And it's just a one big fallacy, one big illusion. You talk about stimulating the economy. I mean, the ways they want to stimulate it would be illegal in most states. In fact, it is. And that's not a sexual reference. Believe me, this is literally something that goes against a Republican form of government, to have a private Federal Reserve banking institution determine monetary policy. And, of course, Bernanke, we covered some days ago about him sending thank you letters, like love letters.
Right.
Thank you for letting us be secret, right?
Right.
Now, listen to Mitt Romney on health care, what he says here. And you tell me how it's a whole heck of a lot better than Obama. He says this: the answer is not to have the federal government take over health care and start mandating to the providers across America and telling a patient and a doctor what kind of treatment they can have. That's the wrong way to go. The private market and individual responsibility always work best.
Oh.
Now, the last sentence is really kind of cool, except it's kind of delusional. It's sort of like, I didn't know what I just said. I'm Romney. That first sentence I said makes no sense, but pay no attention. Just remember the last statement, the private market and individual responsibility. Why do I say that? Because the federal government, even prior to Obamacare, already had taken over health care and started mandating it and decided what insurance can do and could not do. There was no free market, Romney. That's the point. What they argue to be a free market is a highly managed, centralized, bureaucracy-regulated pharmaceutical economy. And this is where I say Obama and Romney are not a whole heck of a lot different.
But but here's the thing. You know, one of the things that Romney kept doing last night was you almost thought he was going to come out and endorse the 10th Amendment Center, because he kept talking, oh, the states. We got to give it to the states. You know, and here he is talking about health care. Well, we can't mandate. We can't do this. Mitt Romney, dude, where did Obama come up with the plan, the structure of Obamacare? He came up with it by looking at your plan in Massachusetts. And your plan, even though it was a state issue, you did it in the state of Massachusetts. What was it? It was a mandate.
Sure.
You created mandates in your own state, yet now you're talking about mandates. They're bad. You were the one that was mandating in your own state, and if it hadn't been for Romney Care, you probably would not have Obamacare as we know it today.
That's exactly right. And that's another point of, let's say, a belief system. If you think that Romney is different than Obama, how do you explain Romney Care in Massachusetts? His argument is that, well, that was a state issue. Listen, that makes it to me even worse. Because if you believe that the state can force its citizens to participate in a medical monopoly, that's as bad or worse than Obama thinking you could do it on a federal level.
Right.
Yes, states have rights to do things, but a Republican form of government, which is guaranteed to each state based on the Constitution and that preceded it, means that you can't force your citizens to participate in something like this, that there is no longer a freedom, let's say, relationship in the states. So that's why I say Romney could be the dictator in chief that you think Obama has become, in his own way, with a little different slant to it.
No, I agree. And it just, like I said, I tried to get through the entire debate, listening to them go back and forth and back and forth. And it's just, you know, and you listen to all the talking heads, Mitt Romney won, and Barack Obama didn't have as good a night as we expected and stuff, and blah, 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 blah. Guys, you know, if you're going to continue to play this left-right paradigm tennis match that goes on the stage, you're wasting my time, and you're wasting the time of every individual independent thinker out there, and that number, that group of people is growing.
Yes,
and, you know, we saw it this year, you know, this time around, you know, whatever. Have your election, elect your corporate-sponsored guy who's just going to continue this process going on. But, you know, when push comes to shove, the only thing I think we can do right now is keep doing what we're doing, keep fighting a fight, and look to 2016. Because I honestly believe that we're going to see something. I hate to keep kicking the can down the road. It seems like every time there's an election, and we've been through a few here on the show.
But doesn't it feel good at one point to withdraw your consent? I've talked to people that have said, I'm not voting this time. I feel better because I'm not voting.
That's
like, wow, that's right. A big step for people.
It is. And that's something that, you know, for a long time now, people have been continuing to say, well, if you don't vote, then you can't complain. And, you know, thank God for somebody like George Carlin, who, you know, we played on the show. You're seeing a lot more people this time around that are saying, you know what? A choice not to support two evil candidates is still a choice. You're still making a choice, and it's okay. You don't have to feel guilty about it. And then, you know, in my state, I have the ability to write in a candidate. I will write in Ron Paul. Because I always vote my conscience. Even if it's not the guy that I know is going to win, I can walk out of that voting booth with a clear conscience, knowing that I did what I felt was the right thing to do.
Well, did we hear right that in Maine they put Ron Paul on the ballot? Is that true?
I haven't verified that.
All right, let me see if we can verify that as well. Also, we can look toward the FDA for our salvation as well. There's news that they're actually going after bad drugs. And when we come back from this break, it is the Healing Revolution. We'll be joined shortly by Dr. Frank King. Back in studio while I'm on my way back home. We've got lots more to do. But boy, oh boy, what a week it's been out here in the Pacific Northwest. I want to say thanks again to Joni Cox, Liam Sheff, and all of their guests for coming on board here and keeping the rock in the health world concept going. Joni, your kids were adorable. I thank
you. Wasn't that fun?
That was awesome. I'm grateful that you brought them along. I love that. Sometimes I'll have to get my kids on. You know, they are a little shy. Although my daughter is not. My son may be. He'll just say something like rock and roll.
I can remember. Now listen, I'll have to see if I can find this, but I can remember years ago. This was I can't remember how old Ariana was. But I've got it somewhere, and I'll see if I can dig it up, where you got her, you were coaching her along to say, rock in the health world.
That's right, but she was just learning to speak. It was
very cute.
That's
right. They've grown up a little bit.
They have. Listen, I hope your kids are growing up strong and healthy. I've been out here lecturing in the Pacific Northwest to the natural products industry to hope to educate all of the people out there about the dangers of the things that are assaulting your gastrointestinal integrity, your immune system. That would be vaccines and antibiotics and beyond. And talking about ways to recover. I've got a couple of lectures that are going to be scheduled. I think I mentioned one coming up, I believe, on the 16th of October, a Tuesday evening in Fort Recovery, Ohio, at Schlarman's, the Big Red Barn, if I remember correctly, out there in the midst of Ohio and Indiana. As well, coming up, I think, November 4th. I'm not sure the date because I'm out on the road right now, but a Sunday, one of the first Sundays in November, I'll be broadcasting live from a co-op in Tavares, I believe it is, in Florida, Central Florida, outside of Orlando. So we'll get you word on that if you'd like to participate in a live remote Robert Scott Bell Show broadcast and lecture. Get you that information. So you check it out online at robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. What is the FDA up to, and will it change under Romney? Stand by. We'll find out after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Dr. Frank King will be back in studio with us momentarily for the Healing Revolution. You ready? Osteoporosis out there, anybody? We've got some bone strengthener for you. Also lots of other remedies related to the seasonal shift. Probably some vitamin L as well. You know why Dr. King likes to bring the vitamin L with us here on the Healing Revolution. And then we've got an encore to wrap up the week here. Lots of good stuff happening. But, man, oh, man, what a wild and woolly trip to the Pacific Northwest I am having. Lots of great folks I'm meeting, getting information out to them that I sometimes will do behind the scenes here from time to time. And when I get to invite you all as well, I love it when you get to come along, too. So we got that. But FDA, what is FDA going to do differently under Obama or under Romney that hasn't been done under Obama? I mean, that is a question to ask, right? Because on one sense, you'd say, well, I would think that they would be better because Romney, coming from the LDS Church, the Mormons, the Utah connection. Remember Orrin Hatch from Utah.
Right.
Why is that? Well, a lot of dietary supplement companies come from Utah. That could be something that's good. But we're seeing under the Obama administration, here's an article here through Reuters, that the FDA is cracking down on thousands of online pharmacies for selling potentially unsafe, unapproved, or fake pharmaceuticals.
You know, I didn't Why are you have laughing? To go. I didn't have to read the article because the headline
that was enough.
Reads actually a little bit differently than what you said.
Yeah, go ahead, read it. Read the headline.
FDA cracks down on thousands of websites for selling bad drugs.
Hello. Hello, isn't that all drugs?
I looked at that. I'm like, okay, because you know the FDA is constantly approving good drugs, right?
Right.
No, yeah, that's all they do is approve bad drugs.
Exactly.
They just don't want your bad drugs being, you know, because you're getting in on their action there.
Yeah, don't muscle in on our monopoly here on medicines. So yeah, I find it ironic the FDA saying that we're going to go after the bad drugs, and you know, ironically, the bad drugs might be safer. They might not actually have the drug ingredient in there that causes all the death, destruction, and mayhem that we find from the FDA-approved variety.
Yes, because as they describe them, they are unsafe, unapproved, or fake pharmaceuticals. So let's look at each one of those things. Unsafe? Well, the drugs that these drugs are supposedly mimicking are unsafe to begin with. So they're already unsafe. Unsafe on this side, unsafe on that side. Unapproved. Well, okay, we all know, you know, all about FDA approval, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's unapproved if we don't say it's okay. You know, so all of the safe stuff out there is all unapproved. So that's the stuff they go after because they want their dangerous drugs to be out there because yours are unapproved. And then fake pharmaceuticals. Look, we have talked about study after study that shows and has proven the placebo is just as effective as the drug. How many times do we have to see this proven? And the fake pharmaceutical, if it's fake, what does that make it? Safe.
Excuse me. Safe. That's right. And this is who else? Where else is this going to be pointed out? But on the Robert Scadabelt Show with Super Don at the helm. And, of course, we're bringing the power to heal back to you. By the way, we got to play that back one time. Joni's kids saying the power to heal is yours. I absolutely love that.
I think we might use that at another point.
That would be awesome. So, listen, that is not the only story out there. Of course, absurd stories that, as I said, Romney's FDA might not be a lick a bit different because the bureaucratic oligarchy is more powerful than the presidency. I mean, the executive branch is such that he could, as Obama could, say, hey, stop enforcing this bogus provision. We know that's not going to happen because the pharmaceutical paymasters own both parties and both candidates. Even though, like I said, the dietary supplement industry is big in Utah Mormon country. I just am not going to hold my breath to think that they're going to start rolling this stuff back because there's too much money involved and too many other agendas. But here's an interesting thing as we wrap up a little bit more Healing Revolution. Dr. King going to join us in studio in a moment. Could new psychiatric guidelines change the standards for autism diagnostics? Right. Here we go. The DSM strikes again, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Psychiatry. That's the same one that tells us that we all here, the Robert Scott Bell Show, have what? Orthorexia and oppositional defiance disorder because we dare to question authority and any number of ailments or provisions that they have for us to be drugged because we just don't. We're not going along with them. We're not believing that drug deficiency diseases exist here in America or anywhere else. So what is the psychiatric DSM manual saying about autism, and will it eliminate it altogether from the diagnostic potentials?
I mean, this is just an amazing thing. We've covered the APA before when they've come out with things that will suddenly just create all of these disorders in people that you know all they're doing is trying to find some way in order to create a treatment for the disorder they've just now created, which is then going to put more money in people's pockets. But here now, I mean, really, the American Psychiatric Association can come out, put something in this manual of psychiatry, and then magically, poof!
Yeah.
You no longer have autism because we say so.
Right. No, and the real
it's ridiculous.
Super Don, the real way to correct it, the things I've been talking about, gastrointestinal recovery, silver aloe protocol, the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics we get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. Those of you that want to detoxify or restructure the water, you know, we had Ronnie McMullen recently on the structured water technology.
Right.
We do the whey protein here, the non-denatured whey protein, that, and a lot of these kids that are damaged in this way recover very well from that. And the right frequency with Judy Irwin. I mean, there's so many methods, so many options we have. But none of these are going to be heard about on the mainstream networks. They're not going to be talked about. If they are, they're fringe, they're marginalized, they're like UFOs or something. But no, this is for real. The healing we bring here on the Robert Scott Bell Show is for real. And we continue to talk about it. And when I get the guests on, when I get my guest hosts on, they also support us in our message to bring the power to heal back to you. As does Dr. Frank King, as does Dr. Rasha Batar on Mondays. Hey, and Sunday, don't forget, live on GCN. We're probably going to be hitting the cannabis story hard. The L.A. City Council voted to reverse its ban on the cannabis dispensaries. That's cool. Anyway, thank you all for being here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. King coming up, encore as well. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Don't miss a minute. Tell your friends. RobertScottBell.com. Rock in the health world. Back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience
experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
The Healing Revolution has arrived. It's October. And I don't know if October has reached the Healing Revolution or the Healing Revolution has reached October. But there's a lot of healing that still needs to take place. Transitional season here. The fall is hitting up north. It's starting to creep its way south in the northern hemisphere. And Dr. King, you're feeling it up there in the southern Appalachians, the mountains up there.
It's getting crispy.
crispy critters we are, we become in the fall. Unless we're down in Florida, it takes a little bit longer to get to us here. But the transition is on. A lot of people suffer, whether they be allergies or weather-related phenomenon. I remember you and I talked about this, weather-focused remedies. People are still shocked to hear how homeopathy has so many wide uses.
Yes. You know, if you find yourself during changes of seasons getting sick, you know, we have a change of seasons formula that can help nip that in the bud, because really our health is proportional to our ability to adapt to our environment. And what homeopathy, one of the key things that it can do is help us adapt to our environment. For example, you might be down in, you know, in the south here, or southeast, and find that hot, humid, well, maybe anywhere in the east during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
That the hot, humid formula is great. If you feel bad during hot, humid weather, you'd want to take the hot, humid formula.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're out west and it's hot, dry, and you know that makes you feel bad. Then there's a hot, dry formula.
Mm-hmm.
There, you know, when I go skiing out west, it seems to dry out my sinuses and my nose.
Mm-hmm.
And so I take the cold, dry formula. And there's also, of course, the cold, damp formula.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on where your weak link is, where your Achilles heel might be,
mm-hmm.
these are great remedies, not only to correct that discomfort that you might have, say, in cold, damp weather,
mm-hmm.
but also it is actually helping and strengthen your constitution so you become stronger. if cold, damp weather seems to act up your rheumatism or make you just feel cold to the bone easily, yes, it corrects that in many cases, but it's actually correcting so much deeper and maybe be the key to preventing arthritis from developing or other deep, more chronic problems from manifesting in your life. So it's definitely a key remedy you ought to look at, whether it's those four major extremes in temperature. There's a remedy for each one, a formulation. And then there's the one where you just, during the change of seasons, it makes you get sick. That's where you catch your colds. That's where you have the sinusitis. That's where you find yourself getting the bug of some kind. Then that's that change of seasons remedy is a great one to take to help strengthen you, make your body more resistant, and improve your overall health and constitution.
Yeah, it reminds me, Dr. King, also the challenges we face in the seasonal shift of maybe the needs of the food should change, right? We should say, okay, we need warmer foods, and that kind of concept that our food can be our medicine, as well as remembering the change of seasons can bring a little extra stress to the liver. If we're not as outdoors as much, the vitamin D is not produced as much, we're not getting enough sunshine, a little extra stress on the liver. I want to remind everybody about the King Bio Liver Detox and the detox formulas. That will help make the transition easier, less likely to succumb to any of these seasonal shifts or challenges on your body.
Yes, Robert. You know, you mentioned something very important that I find in lifestyle, that you want to eat not just to your blood type, but to your environment. If you're living in Mr. Tropical here, like Rockin' Robert, you don't eat, bison and blubber and whale, or seal fat on a daily, regular basis. You eat the fruits that are growing. The tropical fruits, for example, adapt you to the tropical climates. It makes sense. Think about what's growing around you. For example, if you're living up in the cold in Canada and all you're eating is pineapples and oranges and grapefruits.
That chills me to the bone, just saying that.
exactly. And so those are things we need to look at. You eat more grains or warming foods if you're living in a cold climate. Those are good logic to help adapt yourself. I find when we're out working on a farm in the summertime and it's hot, and these are guys that are sweating and miserable, and we can feel very comfortable because we're eating lighter. We're not eating as much meat. We're eating more of the fruits. And because of that, we naturally adapt to that hot, humid weather.
Yeah, you mentioned the conscious eating. That's what we're talking about here. Instead of unconscious reach for whatever, there's a specific reason to choose certain foods. Of course, looking to go more local, what's appropriate to your environment. And in that transitional season, the colder winter months, how your diet should transition to help you adapt to the environment. That's it. And that's what epigenetics is as well. We talk so much about, people have a genetic destiny for cancer or whatever. No. It literally is because you're not living in line with the environment you're in, that it corrupts the metabolism and it's trying to adapt. And then they call that disease. Yet our choices made unconsciously have resulted in these diseases.
Yes, that's the beauty of epigenetics. It's a great lesson to show if we don't like our life, we can change it, because by how we feed it and how we take care of it, we can change the way our genes are expressed. We can activate the good genes and suppress the bad genes. And that shows the power of lifestyle. The power is really in the people. Mm-hmm. And it's the people that can really do the greatest good and make the greatest change in their health, more so than what your doctor can do.
Oh, absolutely. There was another story recently, because you mentioned the rheumatism associated with the seasonal shifts, the cold weather. You can watch the cows on the side of the road before the rains come, and you say, the rain's coming. Why? Well, they're all sitting down or laying down on the grass because they have their rheumatism. Again, this is all liver-related as well, but there was a story about, again, cherries. More science providing the evidence that cherries actually, if you consume that after a gout attack, you're less likely to have a recurrence. And we know homeopathically there are rheumatic pain, arthritic, gout-type remedies that can knock that out very rapidly.
That's the beauty. here with we did a study that was done on 53 people, finished the study, and it was for people that had chronic pain that has consisted for at least 2 or more years. And most of these were obviously arthritic, rheumatoid type people. And of those, 87% improved significantly just within a few days, you know, taking the homeopathic formula for the arthritis and joint.
Mm-hmm.
So chronic pain is not something you have to live with. Chronic pain is just a sign that you've been doing the wrong things for quite a long time. And here there are some changes to be made in the remedies you take,
mm-hmm.
as well as in the lifestyle that you live. And these are simple changes. They're not like you have to give up your full-time job.
And although some people might want to, depending on what they're doing. But that brings to light that bigger picture in health. And when you talk about health span, and people love it when you talk, I love it when Dr. King talks about health span, lifespan, health span. The health span also includes the choices you make to live, right? The what do you do for a living concept? Are you living your life's purpose or mission? Now, I'm not saying that every job will result overtly, consciously, in the transformation of consciousness on planet Earth, but what are you doing within that job to transform consciousness, to help people to be open, to bring that vitamin L into whatever you do?
Vitamin L. I like that one, Robert. Is that, no, vitamin R would be rockin'.
Vitamin R is the rockin' Robert vitamin. And vitamin L, we're talking like the love that we like to bring to you.
Yeah. You know, I check with people. I said, you know, do you get enough love?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who feels like they have enough love, you know, in their life? And you find it's very hard to find somebody that has reached that level, mm-hmm. where they have enough love. Who needs more love? The only ones that don't seem to recognize it are ones that don't recognize it. They don't know. Maybe they're not living off love.
Yeah.
They don't know they're deficient.
And if you blush, if someone were to say, you got enough love in your life and you blush, you're not getting it right. We're talking about something that's much more divine than what is it, the agape and the agave? No, not the agave nectar. You know what I'm talking
agape.
About. Yeah, the agape. Right.
Agape. Love is the more of the higher spiritual, mm-hmm. pure love, where the phile love is more, isn't it phile?
Or eros and agape. I remember eros.
Yeah, eros is the sexual.
Right, little Valentine's Day action.
where Philadelphia comes from is the brotherly love.
Mm-hmm.
That's the brotherly love.
Yep.
That's interpreted as just, you know, we're loving on our neighbors right now, you know, or something.
Yeah, it's
like
kind of like a fraternal, the camaraderie scenario as well. And there are many different levels. I guess we could talk about vitamin L and how it interacts. But, you know, I wanted to bring back the mission, the purpose in life, wherever you are, recognizing that there's a lot of tough stuff going on economically. And not everybody can, let's say if they had their dream come true, I would be doing this. And many times you feel stuck. And I've been there. I've worked some things over my lifetime. That I said, you know, why am I doing this? But then you find a way to bring the vitamin L into whatever you do, and it uplifts you, even if it's not your ideal situation at the moment, and then it will transform for you.
There's always a way to find love somewhere. You start maybe in the little things,
mm-hmm.
you know, like getting up in the morning and there's no chalk line around you. You know, I'm feeling
that's always a good morning. I hope the
I'm still breathing. Thank God I'm still breathing. Just you're taking your oxygen in for the day, mm-hmm. or getting a little brisk walk in. There's, you know, drinking water and feeling the fluidness. There's so many things just to be thankful for. If we can start just becoming thankful, you know, for and you know, things we take for granted that are very, very special.
That's the vitamin G that we sometimes talk about only at Thanksgiving, of course. It would be nice every day, the vitamin gratitude. And
yes.
That opens you up for the vitamin L. It's all related here. Who would have known? This is why we call this the healing revolution. We talk about some revolutionary ideas in healing that go well beyond even the energy of a homeopathic remedy, and that's hard to do, but we find a way. In fact, you can alter or engage these homeopathic remedies by, just like Emoto talked about with water, the memory of water, the magic of water, the miracle of water, that the energy you infuse into it, the love that you give, it's a plus factor with all the remedies.
Yes, you know, some of the greatest things are free. And when we're feeling like, oh, oppressed, I can't buy the infrared sauna, I'm just not making enough money, look at what you can do. You look at what's in your hands right now. What's within your potential? And the greatest gifts of all are free. How about vitamin O?
Mm-hmm.
You know, oxygen. We can breathe. It's free. It's something that is it's the most vital nutrient in life. We can live only a few minutes without it. And we're all, most people are deficient in it. They're not taking advantage of the opportunities to breathe.
To breathe. All right, so everybody hold your breath for the next 3 minutes. We'll be right back. No, just kidding. Breathe through the break. Breathe through the break. Dr. King is going to be back with me, another Healing Revolution segment. Check it all out at kingbio.com. Kingbio.com. The links are up at robertscottbell.com. Give them a call, 800-543-3245. 800-543-3245. And we're going to talk more about that rheumatism family into the elder years. We got some stories to share about that. So if you know anybody up there in years and the hips are of concern, we've got some solutions for you after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Healing Revolution continues now as we work our way toward the weekend. The best part of the week, of course, includes Dr. Frank King and King Bio. And we were all over the place. I can't believe we did vitamin L, we did vitamin G, we did vitamin O. I mean, we could probably come up with like a GTO version of something that would be a lot different than any other carb ever made.
Yeah, that was my muscle car of choice back in the 60s.
Did you have a GTO, seriously?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
My first car was the Chevelle 1969 Super Sport.
Oh, yes.
Remember that one?
Those are great.
Oh, my gosh. The torque it had, and the California glass packs will make it throaty. Oh, you know, all of that stuff. Remember in our teenage redneck years?
I even went to the Hooker headers with the overhead cam and the Mickey Thompson wide tires.
Oh, man, you were hardcore. Impressive. See all the penance we have to do for being wild teenagers?
We distributed the rubber in the world.
Yeah, we've got to help the healing happen since then, of course. I remember screeching out, leaving some marks here and there. But if we were to, let's say, leave a legacy, and I don't mean just for the young people. It's like, think about it. All the... even the boomers or younger are now having to take care of their elders. And it's a sad thing to see that the age-related, they call it, diseases, but we know they're toxin and deficiency-related diseases. One of the most common being the osteoporosis, the weakening of the skeletal system. I've talked and bragged about my mom. You've met her. She's 78. No drugs, no pharmaceutical drugs. And she fell down many months ago and had very severe bruising, was hobbling a bit, but broke nothing. Her bones are so strong. And we talked nutritionally and homeopathically, all the things she did. You know, we were talking off the air about a friend or a family member that was dealing with this.
Yes. There was a friend of a family member who had... she was quite into the pharmaceuticals, and she was a nurse practitioner.
Okay.
She had taken quite a lot of drugs, and it was, you know, that was weird. She was known for taking a lot of drugs. And drugs really do dry you up. And when you look at aging, Robert, it is drying up. You know, look at our faces. It's kind of like the grape that's turning into a
prune. A raisin, yeah.
We are drying up. We are wrinkling, not only on the outside, but we are wrinkling on the inside. Our bones are drying up. They call it osteoporosis. Our organs are drying up, and we have organ dysfunctions. You know, these are things that are manifesting throughout our entire being. Now, one of the most beautiful things to help this is water. It's so underestimated. It's so underappreciated. It's so misunderstood, and it's very much underutilized as a therapy. Why is that, you think, Robert? I bet you know. Because, you know, we look at, there's no real money to be made.
Yeah,
the water
cure
with pharmaceuticals.
You remember Dr. Batman Gelage, the Iranian physician who talked so much about the hydration cures, and of course he was laughed at, he was ridiculed. But I'm telling you, the littlest, simplest of things, dehydration can add to anything. And if it's a little bit over time, it's not abject in the desert dying of thirst dehydration, but it's on a cellular metabolic level. It disrupts a lot of function, resulting in all of the things that we can see in old age.
Yeah, we think we understand the importance of water in science. We understand, heck, you're not going to have life on a planet that you're discovering if it doesn't have water. Water is so valuable. It is the essence for life. And yet we it's kind of like the Rodney Dangerfield of healthcare. It just never gets any respect because there's no money to be made. Because there's no money to be made, there's nobody behind it researching it, nobody promoting it. Doctors don't get paid to talk to people about how much water they're drinking and monitor that.
Mm-hmm.
In our practice, we had a salt meter. This was a neat little machine, just a small machine. I'm actually looking at getting one made for the public, for the home, you know, so we can monitor our salt-to-water ratios in our urine. It's a great tool to tell if you're getting enough water and if you're getting enough minerals. And you can go to both extremes. You can have too much water. When it gets really bad, you can die. It's called drowning.
Yeah.
But you can have too much water where you deplete your minerals. You can have, but most people don't have enough. And most people really actually need both. More water and more minerals. But this is a great little meter to be able to help guide us and keep us into the balances of our water and minerals. Just by measuring your urine, just a little dip into a cup of urine.
Yeah.
And you can quickly know where you need to go with it. Or maybe you need to go more often. It's a great tool We're actually putting one together to provide to the public at a low cost.
Oh, that would be great. Any tools that will help in that regard. Now, if we see, you know, this particular lady that we're talking about, I mean, it's not only about the skeletal system weakening, but dementia, the Alzheimer's and things also related to this issue.
Yes. You know, the brain has 85% water, where the rest of her body may have, what, 70 to 75% water. And here's a quick little test. You can always check right now where you're at. You can quickly check if you have a clean finger. I recommend just taking it and wiping it down the front of your tongue. Stick your tongue out, wipe it down the front of your tongue.
Everybody do this right now. Take a moment. Stick your tongue out. Clean finger. And wipe it. All right. What happens next?
Now, it should feel as slick and smooth as wet wax paper. That shows that you are properly hydrated.
Woo, I scored a good one today. I learned.
Okay. Yeah, maybe try it a few more times, Robert. You might find some little roughness here or there.
No, I went extra knowing that we would be on the Healing Revolution today. So I'm feeling – also because last week I shared this story on the air as well. I did some exercise. I took my daughter to the big pool, and I was doing loads of laps. I love to do that. I haven't done that in a while. Did the flip turns and was really sore, muscular sore, mid-back from doing the motion I hadn't done in a while. And I realized part of the extra soreness was not just that I hadn't used it. I was in the sun all day. I didn't get sunburned, but I was dehydrated, just like we're talking about here. And because of that, it exacerbated something that I would have, let's say, bounced back from much quicker. So it's been on my mind all week. That's why today I'm gearing. I was like, no, you're not going to get me with this test, Dr. King.
That's why they call you Rockin' Robert.
Yeah, exactly. Now, beyond the dehydration, the dementia issue, think about this. If you lose, let's say, ambulatory ability and your ability to think clearly and act with the outside world, I mean, isn't this common where docs start giving you the, here, this is how long you have to live kind of concept discussion?
Yes, it is. You know, you think about, you know, as mentioned, you know, brain has more water than any other part of our body. It's more vital to water. That's why if you go out and, you know, drinking alcohol, you know, what alcohol dries things up, and it just shrinks your brain. And it, you know, when your brain shrinks, you get what's called a hangover. And the hangover, if you have headaches of any kind, one of the simplest things you can do is begin to drink more water. And over time, chronic dehydration that most people are experiencing is so simple, so easy to implement, and so powerful. But why, Robert? We all talk about it. It's because there's not a bunch of money in it. The doctor doesn't get reimbursed over monitoring or talking about to their patients about water. So there's no motivation here. There's no research being done, no dollars, because there's no patents you can do on water. You know, so, you know, here we have this chronic problem, from simple headaches to, you know, organ dysfunctions, to the point of degenerative disease and dementia and osteoporosis, all manifesting over something as simple as, I didn't drink my 8 glasses of water a day.
Right. You're demineralizing. You're setting up the imbalance at that point. And then long term, as we talk about, it's one thing to have an acute response to seasonal shift like we started our discussion today, Dr. King. It's another when you're dealing with this on a chronic basis and you ignore it, or worse yet, you shoot out the old warning light or put a piece of tape over it so you can't see it by what? Taking a pharmaceutical FDA-approved patented drug as opposed to going homeopathically and nutritionally.
Yes, you know, drugs do dry us out. Mm-hmm. You know, it's that, you know, most drugs, if you look, the number one, I talk to pharmacists on a regular basis because they get to hear things that the doctors don't. And one of the biggest demands the pharmacist hears about is, do you have something for dry mouth? And why do we have so many dry mouths out there? Is because we have so many mouths taking drugs. And the drugs dry the mouth, dry us out overall, and we feel it by the dryness in the mouth, to the point now they developed a drug for dry mouth.
Yeah, amazing that, and we could call it water, minerals, all of that structure. Listen, we're out of time today, but man, awesome stuff. Real quick, those suffering with skeletal inflammation, what are your favorite remedies or a remedy that we should let everybody know before we leave?
Well, to go with the water, mm-hmm. there are certain things to help rebuild the damages that have been done over the years. And, you know, the bone strengthener is a great remedy to really help bring back your bones before it's too late. You know, the biggest thing that puts people in a retirement home under managed care is the fact that they just can't get up out of a chair anymore. And, you know, it's sad. That's how weak our bones are becoming. The strength of our skeletal system has been damaged.
And that sound means our time is up today. We hit the lightning round. Hey, Dr. King, you're awesome. We love you. You know that. And everybody out here in the Robert Scott Bell Show audience looks forward to our Healing Revolution segments each week. And we just keep rocking it up. So I could say rocking Robert, but we could say rocking Dr. King as well. The Healing Revolution is on every time we're together. Check it all out, kingbio.com, 800-543-3245. Simple reminder as you go into the weekend, you know what it is. The power yes. to heal is most yours. Definitely yours.
The Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
Yeah, you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, here's a good one. Here's a good study as we kick off the second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show today. They are desperately trying to find new ways to patent and extend patents on statin drugs, because what, Lipitor just went off patent. They're fighting for an extra 6 months to rob you blind. And here we go. A new study, observational study, shows that statins reduce flu death, the risk of it anyway, by half. Yes, what do they do? Fold the people in half? Statins reduce flu death. I mean, it's the cure for everything. Why not put statins in the water supply? I mean, all the other drugs are there. Statins, the drugs that can dramatically lower cholesterol levels, may one day also prove useful in combating serious cases of flu. Tell me I'm not just making this up. Please. This is amazing. The drugs that dramatically lower an essential fat in your body, cholesterol, that protects your nervous system, that protects your brain, that helps it make it possible to produce hormones like estrogen, testosterone, and progesterone, and they're thrilled that it dramatically lowers your ability to do that, dramatically increases your ability to precipitate Alzheimer's disease, to reduce functional coenzyme Q10, CoQ10 levels in your cells, particularly your heart muscle, precipitating congestive heart failure, creating rhabdomyolysis, which is basically muscle wasting. But yet one day it can help us combat serious cases of the flu. Now, granted, this is only a preliminary study, and it was put into the Journal of Infectious Diseases, courtesy of the Centers for Disease Creation and Prevention, the CDC&P, prevention or promotion, right? They say that patients hospitalized with influenza were less likely to die if they were taking a statin compared to their peers who weren't taking one of the drugs. Well, the peer group's not exactly accurately described because they don't know the general health of these patients at all to find this so-called reference correlation. And they're acknowledging as such. They're saying, well, at this point, statin should not become the standard of care for people hospitalized with flu. That's cautioning of the co-author, Dr. Ann Thomas. She's a public health physician with the Oregon Public Health Division in Portland. We would like to see more studies, and I think it would be worthwhile to do these studies. Yeah, worthwhile, my aspirin. Are you working for Merck? What's going on here? You don't need more studies to figure this. This is just, let me say it, CRAP. It's CDC crap that they're promoting even the idea of this. Statin drugs reduce flu mortality from those who are hospitalized. Well, first and foremost, if you're hospitalized for flu, it usually is indicative of some serious respiratory issues and some serious liver issues. What possibly could be going on here? Now, one of the suggestions is that there is an anti-inflammatory impact of statin drugs. And I've acknowledged this in the past. I said the only reason they could point to anything statistically significant, and I'm not granting them complete statistical significance here, but the only reason they could ever say a statin drug has helped anybody in any way, shape, or form is because it may have an anti-inflammatory impact. And, of course, we know here, boys and girls, that inflammation is the real reason people are at risk for cardiovascular events, such as myocardial infarction, if we want to say that, heart attacks, congestive heart failure, etc. These things are related to the inflammation that precedes the patching and repairing made necessary by the chronic inflammation. So if you throw any substance in the body that has a somewhat mild to serious anti-inflammatory impact, you can measure some level of benefit in a short-term situation. Now, it also may be that statins are so toxic that they have a negative impact on any microbial presence, viral, bacterial, fungal. I am not certain of this, but that's another thing we could posit. But at what cost? At what cost? If you acknowledge, like I do, that the real risk for people that have serious influenza or influenza complications is the liver that is not working up to the speed that it was designed by God to work, and you put a statin drug in which damages the liver, yes, it does. How do you expect long-term that this is a viable solution unless you are deranged and have pharmaceutical stock in your DNA? The big question at baseline was, were these people on statins healthier than those not on statins? And did that account for why they were less likely to die? That's a question they had. That's difficult to answer. They don't have the answer. But look at this fawning media. This is on the USA Today in their Health Day section saying, oh, my gosh, statins, get your statin here. Now we're going to have people going in to their doctor and say, doc, give me a flu shot and a statin drug, because I hear that if I get hospitalized after I get the flu shot, I'm less likely to die if I'm taking a statin drug. Isn't this amazing? Randomized controlled trials might prove that some of these answers are true or false. We're not sure, but we need more money. Money from where? We'll borrow it from China. We'll print it up. Hey, we'll tax you more. We'll close a loophole. This is great. They should disband the CDC. I demand a separation of medicine and state. And as you heard yesterday on the program, separation of medicine and church, where they're trying to infuse the churches, the parishioners, the synagogues, and basically tell the rabbis and preacher man, hey, man, just get your flock on these drugs. Get your flock on these shots and all will be well. We'll still allow your 501(c)(3) status to remain. How is this possible? How can this be possible? I ask you, could it be fluoride? Right? It's bad enough that the statins are destroying your brain and nervous system. Could it be the fluoride? Oh, no, that's just a conspiracy theory. You're just making that up. Well, look, turns out we weren't. There's a new study out of India proving that fluoride consumption causes brain neurological damage. Yeah, that's the statins. And we are a nation of neurological dummies. Of course, those that are in the health freedom movement, those that are in natural food stores and getting your things there, you are the exception to the rule. You are leading the way back to liberty. So much so, which is obviously a big passion of mine. That's the reason why we had Michael Bolden on last hour to remind everybody about the Constitution, Bill of Rights, et cetera, on the Bill of Rights Day. But what good is the Bill of Rights when people are hopped up on fluoride, heavy metals, toxins, statin drugs, and everything else to make them babbling fools? Consuming sodium fluoride, a toxic chemical commonly added to U.S. water supplies to allegedly help prevent tooth decay, definitively causes neurodegenerative damage in the brain, spinal cord, and sciatic nerve. These are the findings of a recent study published in the Journal of Medical and Allied Sciences, and ones that, by all scientific standards, put to rest the failed myth that fluoride consumption is in any way safe. Thank you. Thank you very much. In fact, they acknowledge that the fluoride chemicals cross the so-called blood-brain barrier and alter the structure and function of neural tissue. Would that be enough reason to get the FDA going, hey, we need to roll this back? But they're not going to do that. It's going to take your efforts on a local level, your city councils, et cetera, to vote the fluoride bums out and restore integrity to the water supplies as much as we can, because there's plenty of other drugs in there. But with fluoride not in there, at least it would reduce the uptake of heavy metals that may be there. That's already a good thing, on top of many other reasons why we do not want the fluoride in the water. Compared to rats not given sodium fluoride, those given the chemicals as part of the study experienced vacuolation of Schwann cells with enlarged axons and disrupted myelin sheaths in their sciatic nerves. Irregular nuclei with normal nucleoli, vacuolated cytosol and axons with split myelin in their spinal cords, and altered morphology in cerebellar tissue that resulted in dumbbell-shaped and crenulated nuclear membrane. Basically, you're turning your nerves to mush. This is not good. From scientific to the basic lay perspective, you're destroying your brain and nervous system. Anybody that tries to defend fluoride is already lost their mind.
Check this out. This article's up at naturalnews.com. You can link through the blog notes at robertscottbell.com. In simple terms, these changes signify severe neurological damage that can manifest itself in a variety of different ways, from lowered IQ. There's the moments of duh. Reduced cognitive function, learning disabilities, and hyperactivity. Just some of the forms of brain damage caused by fluoride consumption. A question from Tara Blank. She's a PhD with the Fluoride Action Network's Science and Health Office, and she's an officer there. After the release of a Chinese fluoride study early this year found similar results, she says, who in their right mind would risk lowering their children's intelligence in order to reduce a small amount of tooth decay, for which that evidence is also very, very weak? This is something that is coming out. As I said, the veils of illusion are lifting. They're lifting in so many ways, in so many places, in a time like no other in recorded history. Are you going to be the one that takes the blue pill and goes back to sleep? Or are you going to take the red pill, again, a la the Matrix, wake up and see how far or how deep the rabbit hole goes? Those of you who take the proverbial red pill, you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You read Natural News. You're on the higher scale of survival among those who are set to perish with the transformation and the changes, whether they be considered earth changes, whether they be considered Mayan calendar changes, whether they are just merely the result of humans being stupid, unable or unwilling to learn from history and making the same darn mistakes that have been happening throughout recorded history, including the clipping of the coins, the counterfeiting of the money, the turning over of the people's money to a private Federal Reserve Bank that is linked, inextricably linked, from the Federal Reserve to the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. I know that this doesn't explain the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, but since that time, fluoride, and on top of that, since that time, statin drugs and so many other interventions from modern medicine have actually contributed to the dumbing down of the American populace to the point that they would readily and regularly accept levels of liberty that are darn near non-existent under the guise of liberty, right? You're free, but you're not free. We just want you to believe you're free. At least in the former Soviet Union, the people weren't under the illusion that they were free. Here in America, the illusion of freedom seems to have more power than the freedom itself. When you have neoconservative chicken hawk pundits and talk radio saying, oh, we love America, we love the land of liberty, and they're willing to give up liberty for security, like Newt Gingrich, who loves the Patriot Act but says, yes, I approve of the 10th Amendment. Yeah, right, Newt. That, very funny. And when you have, Sean Hannity attacking Ron Paul as he did yesterday on his radio program because of newsletters that were written by somebody else and attributed to him that have no bearing whatsoever on Ron Paul's perspective on life, liberty, and of course the evils of collectivism, which that's the only place where, and we've covered this issue of racism, it only comes out of collectivism, people that look at other people as members of groups as opposed to their individual identity and valuing them for their individual liberty and their attributes because of, you know, the virtue of their very birth that bestows upon them certain inalienable rights. That's where he's at. And then they say, oh, it's all Rush Limbaugh says foreign policy is crazy. It's tinfoil hat. What? To listen to George Washington? To take the advice of the founders and the framers of the Constitution? No entangling alliances? Right? Freedom. Free trade. Not managed trade, but the freedom to travel and trade, etc. That is the policy or a foreign policy of non-intervention. And then these neocon chicken hawks, they say, oh, that means he's an isolationist. Actually, I'm going to play some audio from a CNN interview yesterday with Ron Paul. One is about the banning of cell phones. We'll get to that while driving. But the other one relates to that issue of isolationism versus non-interventionism. Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, they don't get it. But Wolf Blitzer, to his credit on CNN, did. We'll get to that and more. When we come back from this break, we're going to get into some bioelectric healing, the bioelectrics for health. That is a Rife frequency machine. Judy Irwin returns to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Give the gift of healing.
this holiday season, particularly yourself and your family. It's a gift that will keep on giving generation after generation. We've got your solutions there after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Scott Bell Show. I've mentioned many times right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show over the years, even well preceding the time we went daily here on Natural News Radio, that I embrace, of course, energy medicine. Everybody knows that. I mean, homeopathic medicine is energy medicine. We've discussed many things with many scientists and doctors, including my good friend, investigative journalist and contributor to the program, Liam Sheff. In fact, we've done a lot recently on the electric universe, new realities of understanding what this universe is made of, electromagnetic energy. We've talked about the life of Nikola Tesla. We've talked about Royal Raymond Rife and the fact that I do have a Rife machine, had one for many years, and it's a gift that keeps on giving, that healing gift, that empowering gift. And I've interviewed my next guest here once before. She's terrific. Her name is Judy Irwin. She's from Bioelectrics for Health, and she has come back on because I want people to understand more about Rife frequency technology. It takes a lot of education to understand it. And if you are considering at all giving the gift of health to anyone, your family or yourself, and it's a gift that keeps on giving, a great investment is a Rife frequency generator. We'll talk about that. Judy Irwin, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you so much, Robert. It's great to be back.
Well, glad to have you on board here. I know it's a daunting task. You have committed a lot of your time and energy to help people understand how to
become empowered by utilizing this energy that Royal Raymond Rife brought out in this technology in a way that's accessible. But it's a, I do well at communicating, but even I sometimes am challenged to make a bridge into Rife frequency. You got to help us out here.
Well, I think the biggest way we can look at this, as you know from your electric universe, that everything is a frequency. All things are moving and vibrating. And a vibrational rate is measured in frequency or cycles per second. And so the theory behind the Rife, which is a very well-proven theory at this stage of the game, is that all things in the body have a frequency. A healthy cell has a frequency, and an unhealthy cell has a frequency. So if you have an unhealthy cell that says, say, has a virus inside of it, you can use frequency to start eliminating that virus and therefore eliminate the unhealthy cells. Once you get a lot of the unhealthy cells gone, then the body can get better quickly.
Well, that's a significant thing, and of course, we see it out here, I guess, vocally. I always remember the commercials. I think they had Ella Fitzgerald or somebody on, you know, is it Live or is it Memorex, way back when, and she shatters the glass. And of course, people are familiar with the concept of resonant frequencies and how if you get something that's material vibrating in a certain way, it can shatter. And of course, the other thing is you can neutralize these so-called pathogenic organisms via these energies that can be given that are completely harmless to your body. In fact, in many ways, can be working with your body to restore that normal balance of energy.
Well, that's very true. And just like in that commercial with Ella Fitzgerald, she didn't destroy everything around her. It was just one frequency that happened to resonate with the glass. And so the same thing is true with the pathogens that can be in the body. They will be one or two frequencies, and when you use those, you do absolutely no harm to healthy tissue. You only get to the tissues that are having that particular virus, say, and frequency in them.
Right, exactly. And this is something that I've utilized with a Rife frequency generator machine in my own household. I've utilized it with friends and family members, my children even, in dealing with things. And they think it's cool. I mean, they hold on to these so-called electrodes. I don't know if what you'll call yours, but it's just, for them, it's like, wow, this is awesome, you know. And yet it's just such a wonderful thing to see that they're, just like as kids would be, open to these natural healings. It's us old people that have got to go, wait, energy? You mean it means something?
Yeah, some of us are slower to catch on. I was very resistant in the beginning, mostly because it was a machine. I was very vested in fasting and nutrition and homeopathy and all the herbs. And, you know, I couldn't imagine that I could need a machine for assistance. And so, yeah, you meet with a lot of different resistant levels, but we do have the electrodes like you're talking about with your kids. But
yeah, I
we
see
also
the pictures, by the way, on Bioelectrics for Health, and I have it linked up in the blog notes today at robertscottbell.com. And if you happen to get the updates through Natural News Radio, just put your email address in there. You'll get that. And you'll see the link to the page, and there's actually a photograph of the unit and all the things that you get there, I assume. And it's very simple to use, a very programmable buttons and things. But, yeah, the electrodes that you hold in your hand, very simple to use.
Well, we have beyond electrodes, we have the gas-filled plasma tubes, which were one of the things that Rife used very successfully. And I've had the real little ones tell me that the plasma tubes are like lightsabers, like you have in Star Wars, and they really love it.
Yeah, I'm sure. It'd be really awesome to think about this. Now, I understand this is not the same thing as going out and buying a supplement or food. You know, you eat it, you consume it, you got to buy it again. In this case, you make an investment in a Rife machine. It's something, if you take care of it, you'll pass on to your kids. They can pass on to their kids. And I said, I've been working with mine for years, and it works just as well as the day it was made.
Well, and I have one that's about 16 years old now, and it must have over 1 million hours, and it just keeps on going. Yeah, they are very a good long-term investment in staying well if you're not sick. Mm-hmm. And if you're sick, then they're very helpful in getting you well and keeping you well.
Well, when I think about investing in health, how much we invest in disease in our culture, the fact is people are looking for things that have value and will retain that value. Right now, if you have extra Federal Reserve notes around, I am not exaggerating, convert them into something that has value. You know, when we talk about gold and silver or land or something that you can actually retain that has, you know, again, an inherent, if you will, or an agreed upon that has some level of value. But if you think about having a device in your home that can provide healing almost in an unlimited way to so many, now you have something that in a worst-case scenario, people are going to be desperate for where do they get help because the medical system is crumbling as well. And I want you to think about it outside of this so-called box that you're thinking of. If you have extra FRNs in a bank right now, the banking holiday could be around. I'm not exaggerating. Just read what's going on out there. The things that happen with MF Global, I mean, they're confiscating things. 401ks are going. Convert into something that will actually be beneficial to you long after the paper is not worth the money other than to burn it to keep warm in the winter.
Well, and it's hardly getting worth that much. I mean, the paper is very much lost a lot of its value, like you say, and anything you can convert that will stay with you and go on working for years and help yourself and help others is very valuable, whether it be gold or land or even food stores.
Sure.
And these devices are going to be really useful if the system does crumble, which, as we know, that could happen quickly because people are going to be wanting to be able to take care of themselves and their families and their neighbors. And this is a very powerful tool for doing that.
You become a very valued member of your community if you have a technology like Rife has and that you can have in your own home at that point when people are going, gee, I got this problem. There are no doctors that can see me, and I don't even have the money because the money's not worth anything. They didn't plan. They didn't prepare. Now you have an ability to barter a service as well. Very simply done. I you know, a lot of people have asked me over the years in dealing with Lyme disease, which is the Lyme spirochete. It's somewhat pleomorphic. It's a nasty thing. And these people have problems for months to years and years and years. And I use homeopathic medicine. I use silver hydrosol. But I also always use Rife frequency with Lyme disease.
Well, we get remarkable results with the Lyme. That has been one of the things in the last 3 years that has just escalated into a huge epidemic, and we are getting remarkable results. And I have folks that are on medications for 5 or 6 years, and they get one of these devices, and in 2 months, they're better than they've gotten in 5 or 6 years on the medicines. And of course, many of the antibiotics have very serious side effects and ruin people's intestines and their liver and all sorts of things. And you don't get that sort of bad side effect with the Rife device.
Well, exactly. Again, the safety is incredible, absolutely incredible. And you have the ability to crank the machine up as far as levels that are comfortable for you or bring it back down. I mean, there's a lot of flexibility and variability in this. And in that way, it's not a one-size-fits-all. It's like, oh, you got to be the same as everybody else. No, there are unique ways to address these for unique individuals so you can tailor individualized treatment, even though there are common things that can be done in programming this. And I suppose it's fairly easy. I mean, I've been working with mine for years, and you just follow a little guidebook, and you're off. The moment you open it, you're ready to go.
Well, that's true with the BCX Ultra as well. And this device comes with a lot of different programs, over 1,200 of the very common conditions. And like you mentioned, Robert, many of these things are kind of pleomorphic, which means they do change. And so with the BCX, you have the ability to change the frequencies. You have 250 empty channels so that if your Lyme disease does happen to mutate and you need different frequencies, you can go searching for those and plug those into the device. It is very easy to use. And I have people even into their 80s that are just, they swear by this device.
Yeah.
So.
And that's the thing. You talk about our elders out there that need help, and they're already so drugged There are even frequencies that can help you deal with drug toxicity, can help you deal with liver congestion, can help you deal with migraines, can help you deal with arthritis. It's an incredibly versatile array of frequencies available to you, and you don't have to be a PhD to figure it out.
No, you don't. And one of the things that I'm really big on is giving customer support and teaching each individual when they get a machine how to use it to the best of its ability, so that, say, later in 4 or 5 years they have an issue, then they've already been taught how to work with the device and get the best results.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, this is the simplicity. This is the healing we're talking about here. It is December of 2011. If you're listening to this for the first time, of course, you already know that. But a lot of times people download these shows months later. And I can tell you that Judy has agreed to do something special for the Robert Scott Bell Show listeners. And thanks to Natural News for connecting us to do this. And I'm going to let you know what that is when we come back from this break. But even if you're hearing this months in the future, like I said, as long as the government hasn't shut down all healing, and unfortunately they're attempting to do that in many ways, this is something that will provide you comfort, solace, and real viability in healing. So stay with us. The Robert Scott Bell Show is coming back shortly, and we have Judy Irwin on with us from Bioelectrics for Health. We'll give that number out as well in a moment.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I was just talking to a caller on the break, and he was saying, you know, before I heard your show, I thought, you know, you guys were witch doctors. Yes, the witch doctor of talk radio, Robert Scott Bell.
And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He told me, ooh,
you know, and then you realize it listens, and you break the cycle of the mind control propaganda. It's something you go, oh my, 100,000 to 784,000 Americans are dying every year to something that I called legitimate? That's the witch doctoring.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're back. We got a little bit more time with Judy Irwin from Bioelectrics for Health. This is where you can get the what's the name of the BCX Ultra, right? The
BCX Ultra, yeah. Yes.
And this is even an advancement over my unit that I've had for many years, so I'm very pleased that this is out there and available for the Robert Scott Bell Show audience to plug into. There are many things, many stories to tell that can be told. I want to give a toll-free number out, and I also want to acknowledge that for the holidays through this month, through the end of the month, this is 2011 December, Judy Irwin is offering $150 off the unit if you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. So please support the sponsors. At the very least, give her a call and say thank you and learn more about this, because this is something you'll want to get sooner rather than later. 800-936-6240, 800-936-6240. 6240. We also have the website linked up as well. So what kind of healing stories or other stories can you share that have an impact on people's lives? Because we always learn from stories.
Well, I think, you know, there again, my story is probably one of the most compelling, and it's what got me into this, because, you know, so often in the New Age healing scene, somebody thinks that you've done something wrong, or you're eating wrong, or whatever, you're thinking wrong, and that's why you get sick. Well, I was quite the opposite. I was doing everything right, meditating and growing spiritually. I was a raw food vegan. I had already cured one incurable disease with wheatgrass juice fasting. And so when I got sick, I knew just enough to be dangerous, and I spent 2 years trying to fix myself with all the wonderful homeopathy and juice fasting and herbs and all the energy medicine that I had learned. Well, I just got sicker and sicker. I had literally the best alternatives that money could get at that time. That was 15 years ago now. Alternatives have come a long way.
Yes.
When I finally got an accurate diagnosis, I had spent 2 years almost totally bedridden, and I had all the symptoms of multiple sclerosis, extreme inflammation, and partial kidney failure. So what I really had was Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and that to this day, even with the high-tech antibiotics, is about 90% lethal. Back then, it was considered totally lethal. And the frequencies were what started me on the way back to getting health. This manufacturer's device, has a radio wave. That is a very important part of this, so that it penetrates very deeply into the body tissues. And all of these things had gone into my brain and my central nervous system. That's why it was looking like multiple sclerosis.
Right.
And so I kind of make it a joke that if it can get through my hard head, it can do anything.
Well, and that is the thing. Many people are shocked by the power and the subtlety as well. And in some ways, you hardly imagine that it could be doing anything, but there are profound changes. And I guess this is coming back to the concept I always try to promote and forward, that we are energetic beings, quite honestly. Yes, there's physical material and such, but as you mentioned early on in our interview today, everything has a resonant frequency, everything vibrates, everything moves, and we're talking about motion, we're talking about energy, we're talking about normalizing and balancing in this way. And so much of what people have are literally their energy stuck. I mean, the energy is not flowing, and so one way to get the energy flowing is to utilize energy.
Well, that's another really great thing about these frequencies, is that they can be used to open up all the meridian channels and to clear out the energy field, the aura, as some people call it. I have a number of practitioners that are acupuncturists that actually deliver the frequency through the acupuncture points into the meridians, and they get remarkable results by feeding the body, here again, energy.
Yes. Yes. And it's, again, it's so simple. Judy Irwin's here just for a few more minutes. We have Bioelectrics for Health. I've got that linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. We're talking about the Royal Raymond Rife, the frequency, the Rife frequency energy. The number, 800-936-6240, 800-936-6240. Now, what kind of support do you give in this regard if someone was to invest and get the machine, if they're not sure how to use it? Or, you know, do you back it up? Do you stand behind it? Tell me what, because people need confidence when they make these purchases and investments.
Oh, absolutely. And I've been working with folks in this capacity for a little over 12 years now. The manufacturer has been making these devices for 25 years, and he's a very big stickler for quality. Like I say, I have a machine that's about 15 years old, and it just keeps on going. We do stand behind the equipment. We offer a money-back guarantee should you not like it or feel that it is not working. But that very rarely happens because folks buy these devices to get results, and I offer as much customer support as needed to teach you how to get the results you're looking for. The device is very powerful, and it can be effectively used for almost anything.
Hmm. Yeah, that is for sure. Again, I've seen the versatility in mine. I've used it for the ear issues I've had over the years. I've used it for sinus issues, you know, colds and flus, liver congestion. Used it for pain issues with family members and people that have come to see me for help. The versatility is extraordinary. It's not like you're buying, well, this is a remedy just for this with this narrow use. I mean, literally, you have an unlimited array practically of things that can be utilized for. So if you ever thought about bringing healing in a comprehensive manner into your home and you couldn't buy a doctor or even a holistic doctor, this is something that can help, especially with where we see things going economically and different areas or stages of collapse, that we need access to healing, energetic healing, right within our own home. As I said, the value goes beyond that, because in a collapse situation, you will be able to help others, and you need to have a skill or something of value in case you haven't collected a lot of other things or do not have certain other skills. So there's a lot of reasons I'm bringing this up now, as you've been seeing Mike Adams write consistently about what is happening. I've covered what is happening also in the financial sector. So this is more than just about the right frequency machine, even though it's as astonishing as it is. The other things that you can utilize it for and with that will allow freedom into the future is something I want everybody to consider.
Well, and that's a big part of what we all have to really look at is becoming empowered to do for ourselves, because our system is very much collapsing around us. And I'm very well educated, just like you and Mike, and follow these things very closely. And like you said, they're trying in many ways to end our supplements, vitamin C and vitamin D. They want these things gone. Right. And then what are we going to do? You know, we really need to be empowered to start finding other ways of taking care of our health and those of that we love.
Well, exactly. And that's what this is, this BCX Ultra that you have, Judy. I'm so grateful for your support here on the Robert Scott Bell Show and Natural News Radio and Mike Adams and everybody. Bioelectrics for Health, the 800 number, 936-6240, 800-936-6240. Mention the Robert Scott Bell Show between now and the end of the year, and Judy says she'll give you $150 off, which is already, you know, a wonderful investment that we'll keep giving. You take care of this thing for your kids and grandkids. Judy, blessed that you could come on board here to share this message of healing.
Well, I thank you so much for letting me share this with your audience, Robert. And I wish everybody a wonderful, happy, healthy holiday season.
Great. Well, we appreciate it, and you as well. Lots more information can be found on the Bioelectrics for Health website, or feel free to call that toll-free number if you have additional questions. Thanks again, Judy.
Thank you.
Judy Irwin, please say thanks to her from me as well as you go on through the holiday season. I mean, these are the companies, they take a leap and they say, I want to outreach an audience that may be helpful and appropriate for what I'm doing. And what we're doing here, of course, is empowering you to heal and getting you these great substances, products, services, etc. And go ahead, give Judy a call over the holidays. Say thanks from me as well and from Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Now, moving on to another energetic issue in the news. You ever heard of the NTSB? I mean, usually there are three-letter designations. If there are four, they might be really dangerous. Actually, maybe this is a little less dangerous, maybe more benign. But it's the NTSB, the National Transportation Safety Board. Did you hear that they want to call for a national ban on cell phones behind the wheel? Now, if anybody is, you know, driving and texting, I think that's pretty damn stupid. I'm just going to say it like it is. I've seen people do it. Yeah, it's just not a bright idea. You know, talk about the Darwin Awards, taking yourself out of the food chain. But do we really need the federal government to issue a federal ban on the use of cell phones while driving? Guess who was asked that question? Ron Paul. Congressman Ron Paul was on CNN just yesterday. And Wolf Blitzer asked
him. Admit the truth.
Should the federal government have a role in recommending when you can use your cell phone while driving?
No. No way. I looked in Article 1, Section 8. They don't even say anything about telephones there. So no, they shouldn't be doing that. That is really nitpicking away. And if some state decides that you shouldn't do it, they certainly have the authority to do that. But what if I came up with a statistic and I could prove that eating in a car causes more accidents than using your cell phone? It's on and on. Reckless driving, people who cause accidents, they're liable and responsible and should be punished for this. But this idea that the federal government's going to write a rule about when we're going to use cell phones and then force them maybe to buy a certain type of cell phone that's already in your car, that's more government than we need, and one of the reasons why we're in such a mess.
That's, you know, isn't that beautiful? They don't even mention it, Article 1, Section 8. There's no mention of telephones. And, of course, if you come up with a stat that says people eating in cars are more dangerous, do we then have a federal ban on eating in cars? I mean, when are we allowed to utilize our own common sense in determining how we move about our lives? And, of course, Ron Paul made another excellent point, as he always does, about personal responsibility. If you are texting and driving and you wreck and you cause injury, damage, harm, you should and you are liable for that. Could it be a criminal act, negligence? Could it be vehicular homicide, second degree, whatever, inadvertent? I mean, these are things we talk about, reckless endangerment. There are legitimate state regulations that already address this. Do we need that? Of course, we're in a nanny state concept. The paternalism of the federal government, and even on the state level to some degree, does not allow us to make decisions for ourselves. Now, if I'm going to use the phone, or, you know, in the car, I'm stopped at a stop sign or a red light or something, and I'm waiting there, you know, trying to find. I've done it. My wife's gotten very mad at me, and rightfully so. I don't do that anymore, but I'm going to be stopped to do that. Or if you have some kind of voice-activated thing where you're not taking your eyes off the road. But, yes, even fumbling with the radio is something that could be problematic. Eating. There's any number of things. Do we need a federal law? Well, are we such little children that we can't figure out what is dangerous or not? I realize there are a lot of people that can't figure it out, but no federal law, quite honestly, is going to stop them from texting while driving, no matter how stupid it is. All right? That's just what I'm saying here. You got a different opinion? Let me know. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. This is the place we're rocking the health world on the Bill of Rights Day. Don't forget the event tomorrow, the Tea Party, Boston Tea Party anniversary. And that's coming up because Ron Paul is going to break another record. If you'll help him, I will too. We'll be right back with more powerful healing right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
While the attacks on Ron Paul are heating up, my super producer Don is heating up. Man, last hour you were on fire talking about the attacks on Iran. That was amazing.
Sometimes I get a little worked up, I guess.
Well, and rightfully so, though. I mean, the outrage over raising these things with Ron Paul, you know, mentioned, I don't even like to talk about some of the things Levine and Hannity are both saying, these talk show hosts, Chicken Hawk Neocon, saying that he needs an anal exam. Good Lord.
Yeah. Both in the same day. Yeah. I mean, how ironic is that? Sean Hannity is always talking about his buddy Rush and his buddy Mark Levin.
Yep.
He always takes offense because every time he talks to Ron Paul, it seems like he's always saying, oh, but how come you called me and Mark Levin and Rush Limbaugh a statist? I've always been friendly to you. Yeah. I've never been mean to you, Ron Paul. How come you called me
Ron
names?
Paul, he's such a bully. He's such a bully, Ron Paul.
And so listen to this, Robert. Yeah. Both in the same day, I listened to Sean this morning, and he says, you know, all of the other candidates, they've had to basically have an anal exam, and so now we have to look at Ron Paul. Oh. I just came across a clip from – I'm not even going to play it because I can't stand the guy's voice.
Yeah.
Mark Levin.
Yeah.
And what he says is – at some point, Ron Paul is going to get an anal exam, and it's going to be disgusting.
Ugh.
That's a quote.
Yeah.
So why do we have Sean Hannity and Mark Levin both in the same day, both using the anal exam analogy?
Yeah.
Is this a bullet point that's been passed down here, or are these guys just so familiar with where their heads usually are that they just can't help but you know, it just comes out, you know, just pops into conversation? I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, you're pretty on there. And, you know, on the other hand, these guys are so, I don't know, talented that they somehow made it to the top tier to some
degree. It's not talent.
No, it's not. It's not talent.
I have been working at Talk Radio long enough to know that it is not talent that makes you popular. It is not talent that makes you successful. The reason I know this is because of your show, Robert.
Yeah.
The King of the Hill in Health Talk Radio. Who was he?
That was Dean Adel, the Edsel.
It was the Edsel. It was Dean Adel. His show sucked. His show sucked. It was the most boring health radio show in the world. Lunesta.
But remember, they tied him.
Did not work as good as Dr. Dina Dell's show.
Yes.
But it was not because his show was good. It was because his show was marketed with the Rush Limbaugh show.
Right. It tied
if you got
it,
Rush Limbaugh's show, you had to have Dr. Dina Dell's show. So that's how Dr. Dina Dell got all of the affiliates he did. And I banged my head against a wall for years trying to figure out why did this lousy show that sucks become number one in the country when our show was kicking butt.
Yeah.
And I found out. So you know what? It's not Levin's talent.
No.
You know what? If you listen to Levin for more than half an hour, your eardrums rupture.
No, I can't
hear
more than 3 minutes. Yeah, 3 minutes is enough. Anyway, hey, thank you everybody for being here every day. Thank you for telling your friends and family. Thank you to Dr. Frank King, the Healing Revolution. We get all those remedies at King Bio, kingbio.com, 800-543-3245. Say thanks to all those who support us here, this message of health, freedom, and liberty that's unlike anywhere else in media. Thanks as well to Mike Adams for hosting us, and a shout out to our friends at UK Health Radio as well. Check it all out, robertscottbell.com. In the meantime, wonderful weekend is yours. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.